710 Cairo in depth.
When you pick up a gun, you take on a huge responsibility, one that can mean life or death. This morning, we continue our 710 Cairo in-depth series, Taking Up Arms. Reporter Heather Bosch introduces us to two women and how guns changed their lives in very different ways.
It was a day gunfire echoed through downtown Seattle.
We are just getting word of a shooting just moments ago at the Jewish Federation building in downtown Seattle.
Well, we have seen three people being loaded onto stretchers.
She had been shot in the leg.
In July of 2006, a gunman walked into the Jewish Federation building. There, he would tell 911 dispatchers,
I have a hostage. Who are you? Get the number you want.
Layla Bush was at the office reception desk.
And I almost thought it was some kind of a joke. I quickly realized, wait a second, no, this isn't. And when he saw some people starting to pick up the phone to call 911, he started shooting.
One woman was killed. Five, including Layla, were injured.
And the bullet hit my spinal cord, or hit my vertebrae and shattered it. The nerves to my right leg suddenly died. So I fell down to the ground.
Layla uses crutches now.
I've learned how to get around.
But much of the permanent damage done by two bullets lies hidden from view.
The bullet itself leaves a hole that the bullet goes through, but it also leaves a surrounding zone of destruction.
Dr. Greg Jurkovich, chief of trauma at Harborview Medical Center, explains.
Like a blast from an explosion, the bullet, when it goes through something, leaves around a surrounding zone of a blast effect, just like that.
Just about every internal organ I have got hit.
She lives now with pain, both physical and emotional.
I'm afraid of getting shot again, having dreams about getting shot again.
Bethel Greer relives the shooting, too.
And he said, I'm here to rob you. That's all the words this man ever spoke.
But she says it was a gun that saved her from that man and ultimately saved her life. A look at that next. Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo in depth.
Heather's next report is coming up in less than 30 minutes.